by a heavy burden. Need the load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. He touched me, yes, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Oh, since I met my blessed Savior, since he went and made me whole, I'll shout it while eternity goes. He touched me, yes, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul.
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. It's going to be a great 30 minutes. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. Amen. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness to bring your word, that, Lord, you would stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? What are his thoughts of you? We see this in Jeremiah 31:3, one of the scriptures. Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness. What the Bible is saying here, God is saying he loves you with an everlasting love. He has drawn you, accept this everlasting love that God has for you. He wants to draw you closer to him with his supernatural love, grace and mercy. His love for you is unshakable. It is unchangeable. He will never forsake you, and he will never leave you. He'll stay with you to the ends of the earth. And we're to thank the Lord that he has an eternal love for you that shall endure forever. Yeah, friends, God loves you more than you will ever realize. And the message of today is on trials and tribulations. In life we have problems, and that life is not all plain sailing. Yes, there will be trials and tribulations, but God said he will be with us as we go through these testing times. He'll take us through them. Proverbs 27:7 says, he who is full loathes honey, but to the hungry even what is bitter tastes sweet. What God is saying here, that when you go through trials and tribulations, although the testing is bitter, if you let the circumstances that you are going through or have been through teach you that what was bitter tastes sweet. God never wastes anything. He is very resourceful. We go to 1 Peter 5:7. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. God cares so much about you every day. Not only does he love and care about you, he cares about the things that concern you. If you have concerns like worry or anxiety about something in your life today, like finances or relationships, your job or anything else, know that your Heavenly Father already has a plan to care for those things for you. It's a good plan, and he wants to show himself strong on your behalf. In the scripture, it reminds us that the lilies of the field and the birds of the air are cared for. How much more will your Heavenly Father take care of you? So, friends, refuse to dwell on your problem and don't allow them to steal your peace and joy any longer. It goes on to say that instead meditate on his word and confess his promises over your life. Cast your cares on him and experience his peace, joy, and blessing all the days of your life. We always like to close, we like to give you an opportunity to make Jesus the Lord of your life. God, through Christ, his Son, has provided a way for you. Friends, your part is to receive. God's part is to give you the power to become. We see in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Friends, we all need a Savior. Will you follow me in this prayer? Just follow me along. If you want to get your life right with God, just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Well, friends, if you've prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. And it's important to get into a good Bible-based church. Read your Bible every day if possible. Tell others about Christ. God has a work for you that only you can do. He will take you places that you would never dream of. See, friends, there are no accidents or coincidence or lucky breaks for Christians. An unseen hand guides our steps, ordains our work, opens and closes doors, and directs us in service. When we walk in God's ways, he places us right where we need to be, just when we need to be there. To the child of God, there is no such an accident. He travels an appointed way. Amen. Well, we're going to pray for the sick and hurting shortly. Listen to what the Word of God says. In Exodus 15:26, for I am the Lord who heals you. Luke 17:12, then Jesus entered a certain village. There met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? It goes on there in verse 18. Any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Loved ones, we notice what happened here. First, in verse 14, and so it was that as they went, they were cleansed or healed. See, friends, not all healings are instant, it's shown here. Some take time, like seconds, minutes, days, hours. But Jesus makes a promise. You will recover. You will get well. He promises that in Mark 16, verse 18. And the second one here, Jesus healed all who came to him, even a foreigner. And number three, we are to thank the Lord for our healing, amen. And the fourth one, he spoke the word only. He just spoke the word only. I'd like to read a testimony here. This is from a testimony from a doctor, Dr. K. Anando, he's a neurologist from the neurology section, St. Joseph's General Hospital in Guntur, India. This is what he says. I had the good fortune of attending all the meetings conducted by the Jesus Heals team in March. Stuart Grimens, the leader of the team, invited a number of deaf, mute children aged about 9 or 10 years and also a leper onto the stage. After the sermon, he spoke to the children one by one and put his hands on them and prayed that they could hear and speak. To the pleasant surprise of thousands present, the children were able to hear and speak and repeat the words like mummy and daddy. Later, Brother Grimens took a leper, put his hands on him, and prayed. In a few moments, the leper who had been crippled hands and devoid of any sensation was able to stretch his fingers as well as have the feeling return to them. As a doctor, I would say that these miracles are incomprehensible. As I know, in deaf mutism and deafness was due to non-development. The auditory nerve, internal ear, or part of the brain where the auditory sensations are recognized, were not developed. In these cases, all the children were deaf mutes, unable to hear and never pronounce a single syllable in their life. Thank God the Lord Jesus Christ made them whole. In the case of the leper, it takes years of treatment to have the disease halted. Certain symptoms will remain, like crippled and shortened fingers and thickened nerves. I don't believe any doctor in the world is able to do these things, and I do not have any medical explanation for such happenings. Only God in his humanity can do these things, amen. Yes, so that was a testimony of the doctor, an Indian doctor. I have seen and been involved in such miracles. After the gospel was preached, I have seen that where people were healed, where they were sitting or standing. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. In Psalm 30, verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you have healed me. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I have said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. The Holy Spirit, friends, is a confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of the gospel. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. So just lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have it. As I start to pray, I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer in the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare that they are cursed at the root. I command a blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that takes place. It needs to take place in every listener, Lord. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, amen, our peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are my righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you, and be imparted to you as you use the words and the authority of Jesus' name. Remember, friends, you shall recover. You shall get well. Amen. Now, friend, act your faith. Try moving. And look for the improvements. Test the areas and see if there's an improvement. We heard in the readings today that not all healings are instant. Even with Jesus, it takes time. Sometimes seconds, minutes, hours or days. But the Bible says you will get well, or you will recover. And do not let fear come upon you. Many times it says in the Bible, fear not. And to keep in belief, and believe that you have received. It says in Mark 11:24, use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or any vindictive. Walk in love and maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Do not be fearful. It always distorts the truth. Know that God is with you. He wants to see you well. And so my final prayer is that, now, Father, we have been in your presence, and we thank you for your word that does not return to you void. Let the healings that you have begun continue until we can testify that God is still a divine healer. Bless us and keep us. Make your face shine upon us. Be gracious unto us. Give us your peace that surpasses all understanding. Enjoy in our hearts to know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we trust you in our trials, because you are our triumph. In Jesus' name, shalom. Amen.
Hey, Cole.